Mark your calendars for Love-Filled Weekend.
Hi guys, my name is Lulu, Lulu Wood. I'm his wife.
Hello, my name is Philip Chikola.
And I'm Kamisa Chikola.
Hey everybody, my name is Jordan Lusaka.
Hey fam, this is Trina Lusaka.
Hey, what? Can I tell the story in my version? Because I think my version is like juicier.
Tune in to a journey of heartwarming tales of love on How We Met. Discover the magic behind real love stories as couples open up about their beautiful journeys. From those unforgettable first impressions to the heartwarming proposals that brought tears to our eyes, we'll explore every step of their romantic adventures. Mark your calendars for Love-Filled Fridays at 11 a.m. on radio and Saturdays at 5 p.m. on YouTube.
My name is Jotham.
My name is Kukena.
And this is How We Met.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turns 25. Celebrate a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security with us. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Ladies and gentlemen, the early bird tickets for the RCVMA's 2025 are officially available, but they're limited. Here's how to grab your tickets in 6 easy steps. Step 1, visit www.rcv.co.zm. Step 2, click on the RCVMA's tab. Step 3, click on the Buy Now button. You'll be redirected to the Click and Pay website. From there, Step 4, choose your ticket category. Early Bird Standard for 300 kwacha, Early Bird VIP for 450 kwacha, or Early Bird VVIP for 1,400 kwacha. Step 5, select the number of tickets you want. Step 6, fill in your details and payment method, whether Visa, MasterCard, or mobile money to complete your payment. And you're done. Check your email for your e-ticket. It's that easy. Don't wait. Early bird tickets are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Secure your seat at the biggest night in gospel music. Visit rcv.co.zm and get your ticket today. RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Governance expert calls for transparency on Bill No. 7. Government urged to exempt taxes on fuel. And UN Food Agency to suspend food aid for 750,000 people in Somalia. Good evening. With the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over government handling of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, accusing it of sending mixed signals to the public and lacking transparency on its legislative intentions. This comes in the wake of President Hakainde Hichilema's appointment of a technical committee tasked with broadening consultations on the Constitution Amendment, a process many believe will include Bill No. 7. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said government should not have made pronouncements suggesting that it had no immediate plans to reintroduce Constitution Bill No. 7, especially when internal actions show otherwise. It would have been more honest for government to simply acknowledge that the bill is on its way, rather than attempt to downplay or delay public discourse around it, said Mr. Mianda. He has further urged government to come out clearly on the matter, especially with the introduction of the technical committee.
Bill 7 actually is on its way. act to Parliament, looking at the establishment of the technical committee by the President. And now what we are demanding from the government is a clear-cut statement that Bill 7 is on its way, so that we know how to handle it. Because, you know, if wider consultations are being done, the issue on the table is that Bill 7 actually is actually showing up. Bill 7 is coming through, and this is where now we need to look at these consultations people are talking about.
Political analyst Neo Simutani has called on political parties in the country to rise above internal disputes and focus on being the voice of the people by offering practical solutions to the pressing challenges facing citizens. Dr. Simutani has expressed concern over growing political wrangles within some parties, warning that such divisions are distracting from the real issues affecting the population. Speaking in a statement, Dr. Simutani emphasized that what Zambians want are answers to the high cost of living, long hours of electricity load shedding, and other socio-economic hardships, not endless infighting. The people are going through difficult times. They expect political parties to speak for them, to echo their struggles and provide viable alternatives to the current challenges, said Dr. Simutani. He further noted that while it is not wrong for opposition parties to support the ruling party on national matters, it is equally important that they do not abandon their duty to hold the government accountable. Dr. Simutani has urged political parties to use this period to demonstrate that they are capable of leadership by putting the interests of citizens above personal or factional ambitions.
My advice to political parties is that if they are serious and if they have a membership and they have a constituency of any sort, is to represent the people that they claim to represent. And to represent them, they must speak on their behalf. They must articulate the grievances of the people they claim. That's about the political party should be a voice. They should be a voice for the ordinary people. We need to check the checks and balances. They're talking about voicing out what is wrong.
Financial analyst Neila Kopakopa has urged government to reduce or exempt taxes on fuel as a strategy to help revive the economy, lower the cost of doing business, and encourage greater participation in financial markets by entrepreneurs. In an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kopakopa emphasized that fuel is a critical component of economic activity and called for a thorough review of fuel pricing to ensure price stability that supports uninterrupted business operations. Fuel is vital to all sectors of the economy. There's need to investigate the current fuel pricing mechanisms to maintain consistent prices that will not disrupt market activity, said Mr. Kopakopa. He noted that households, farmers, and industry players have repeatedly appealed to the government to reconsider its stance and reinstate fuel tax exemptions, arguing that doing so would help address the economic imbalance and reduce the high cost of living. Mr. Kopakopa further urged the government to prioritize resolving the energy crisis by stabilizing fuel pump prices and highlighted the importance of channeling investments into business programs with tangible social benefits, particularly in healthcare, education, and social protection, to better support vulnerable communities.
They want to stem, they want to manage the variables that are causing inflation. The variables that are causing inflation is the exchange rate and the cost of energy. So the cost of energy, they do not want to subsidize. Okay, there's no money to subsidize the fuel, but what you can do is exempt the fuel from taxes. Once you do that, the cost of doing business is going to come down. They want to bring inflation to 6%, but they're not telling us how. They're neglecting the variables that are driving inflation up.
Radio Christian Voice, RCV, has officially announced that Set Apart, Marked for Purpose is the theme for its anticipated 2025 RCV Music Awards. RCV Country Manager Wenge Banda says that this year's